This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
Monday, May 18th, pandemic.news update with Mike Adams here. I don't know about you, I'm growing increasingly frustrated looking at how Trump is celebrating vaccines as the cure-all for America to cure his economy and his presidency and beat the pandemic. And it's the conflicts of interest. I mean, look at Trump's vaccine czar. This guy, I can't even pronounce his name. He was a former executive of GlaxoSmithKline, a criminal corporation with felony crimes on its record, admitted to felony crimes, ran a massive nationwide bribery network that bribed doctors, tens of thousands of them, to prescribe its drugs, got caught, paid a $3 billion settlement to the DOJ, admitted to felony crimes. That's where the vaccine czar comes from. And then this guy has shares in Moderna. And then when Moderna puts out some public relations propaganda to claim some success in a phase one trial with only 45 people in it, a phase one trial, it's just barely scratching the surface of beginning to test this thing, then the stock market skyrockets and Trump's vaccine czar makes $3.4 million because he's got all this money in shares of Moderna. So wait a minute. Trump's vaccine czar, who's going to be making decisions about vaccines, has a massive number of shares in a vaccine company? Do you not see the conflicts of interest here? I mean, if a Democrat was doing this, the conservatives would be screaming about the conflicts of interest. This is so unethical. I mean, it's criminal. It's beyond fraudulent. It's criminal. Trump should fire the guy. He never should have appointed him in the first place. I mean, the guy comes from a criminal corporation, and he's got shares in Moderna. And Trump seems to be only interested in pumping up the stock market now by pumping up vaccine companies. And so Trump is out there being quoted saying, we're going to have a V-shaped recovery now. He's talking about the economy bouncing back because the vaccine works great. And he says the results are staggeringly good, I think, is what he said. Folks, it's a phase one trial, which only means that 45 people didn't die right away. I mean, this is, it's as if the people who want there to be good news, they just throw rationality out the window. They forget about phase two trials, phase three trials, you know, 2 to 3 years of development, typically long-term testing. And then you got to expose the people to the coronavirus in the wild to see if the vaccine even worked. That hasn't been done. This is just one dose in a very short term, a phase one trial to make sure nobody dies right away. That's all that's happened. That's not cause for success, but the way Breitbart writes about it, it's like, it's ready for the whole world now. Just inject billions of people with this. It didn't kill anybody for a week. Must be good. You know, this is the kind of just nonsense, just anti-science garbage that's coming out of a lot of the pro-Trump press right now. And Trump is going right along with it. Yeah, this is going to save America. This is going to save the economy. He thinks this is going to save his presidency. You know, as I wrote in an article, by these standards, you could run a clinical trial with crack cocaine. And sure enough, all the patients would report that everything's awesome in the phase one of that trial. Everybody's smoking crack, full of energy, feeling great. Yeah, don't worry about the long-term addiction and total destruction of a person's life and neurology. Everything's good for week one. Must be good. I mean, if crack cocaine were on Wall Street, Trump would be recommending it. He just wants the stock prices to go higher. Doesn't matter what the company makes, vaccines or missiles or bombs or weapons, whatever, even big tech. I mean, Trump seems to be really protecting big tech now because he wants the stock market to go higher. And a lot of the stock market is Facebook and Google and Apple and all these companies that are engaged in extreme censorship and have basically sold out to the communist Chinese. But you tell me, am I reading this wrong? Because, you know, I've tried to bring a very independent analysis to this the entire time. And as much as I defended Trump over the years, when I look at what he's doing now, how can I not conclude that he has prioritized big pharma and the vaccine industry and big tech over the American people? And isn't it insane how Trump just thinks the stock market is the answer to everything? You know, the stock market is completely disconnected from economic reality. You got 36 million people unemployed. That's official figures. It's probably way worse. The unemployment rate in America is probably headed toward 50%. It's atrocious. Production is way, way down, even with the markets and economies reopening. You know, most businesses are way under capacity, and a lot of businesses are never going to return to what they used to experience, like air traffic and cruise lines and restaurants and movie theaters and all these places where, frankly, people are going to be very reluctant to gather together in crowds for years to come. But Trump wants us to believe that as long as the Fed keeps printing money, print more money, that the inflated bubble stock market means everything's fine. It's a total disconnect, folks. I mean, people are losing their homes. People have lost their jobs. The layoffs are coming by the thousands every day. Uber just laid off another, 3,000 people because not that many folks are using rideshare services now. And don't even get me started on these other unicorn fraud companies that are just a total joke, like Grubhub, and I don't even know what they're called, these food delivery services. They're all losing money. It's not even a revenue model there. It's totally insane. But Trump wants us to believe that as long as the stock market is higher, everything's fine. No, it's not fine. People have no jobs. They're losing their homes. They're losing their life savings. And you can't pay people to stay home and not work forever. I mean, that's the other insane thing about all this. Like, I've got a small business in Texas, you know, my operation. We're trying to hire people. We're expanding. Can't find anybody that wants to work. You know why? Because they're making $15 an hour not working. Staying home, collecting unemployment and the CARES Act garbage. I mean, give me a break. How does Trump think the economy is going to bounce back when people are being paid to not work? I mean, it's unimaginable, the stupidity of that system. I mean, I understand helping people out during the extreme lockdowns, but now that the lockdowns have ended almost everywhere, nobody wants to go back to work. How are businesses supposed to hire people? I mean, everything from landscaping to, you know, fulfillment, manufacturing. How the employees don't want to work. This is another genius government idea. Pay people not to work and then have the Fed create money to pump up the stock market and then tell everybody the economy's awesome while you roll out some dangerous vaccine that never even got tested. You know, not a real test. This is all this fast track operation, warp speed garbage. This is criminal fraud. I mean, these people should be arrested who are rolling this out. I mean, countless lives are going to be destroyed by this vaccine because it's not going to be tested. And you can bet Trump's going to be cheerleading this thing. Oh, we don't need testing. looks like it worked so far. Nobody dropped dead yet. I can just hear Trump saying, well, we got to save the economy. Everybody get the vaccine. Deploy the military. Inject everyone. And you raise your hand. Well, what about long-term testing? What happens when people get infected with influenza this winter? Could that cause a cytokine storm overreaction that kills people? Oh, we don't have time to ask that question. We got to save the economy. Just roll out the vaccine. Who needs science, right? When it's just when the vaccine industry needs to make a few billion more dollars and the stock market needs to be propped up and Trump needs a V-shaped recovery to try to get reelected. I tell you what, I've said this before. The recovery is not going to be V-shaped. It's not going to be W-shaped. It's not going to be U-shaped. It's going to be FU-shaped. That's the shape of the recovery. FU. U are going to be injected with an experimental vaccine that was never proven safe. You're going to be turned into a guinea pig. You're being sacrificed so that big pharma can benefit. And again, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks like Trump is right all in with that. Am I reading this wrong? I mean, how else do you interpret Trump's actions and the obvious corruption of his vaccine czar, the obvious conflicts of interest, and Trump's total preoccupation with the Dow Jones Industrial Average? while he says nothing about nutrition, nothing about the natural remedies and cures. Heck, there was a trial in Ecuador so far involving over 100 patients where chlorine dioxide had, at least reportedly, a 100% cure rate in 4 days. Wouldn't that be of interest to the NIH? Shouldn't that be something that would, you know, get people interested in possible treatments and possible cures and saving lives and preventing infections? I mean, chlorine dioxide floods the blood with oxygen. It was used intravenously in this trial. Nobody died. In fact, they were all cured. Why aren't we looking at that? Oh, because Big Pharma can't patent it. That's why. They can't make a fortune off of it. So everything is being structured so that Big Pharma can make a load of money and the stock market can go higher and Trump can claim the economy is good. Meanwhile, people are suffering and dying all across America and around the world because the treatments that are being given are the wrong treatments. Ventilators are killing patients because patients aren't suffering from acute respiratory distress. What they're suffering from is a kind of hypoxia, blood clotting in the lungs. The blood can't carry oxygen. Jeez. You know, it's amazing how the pandemic is bringing out the truth about all this. You want to really see the truth about people? Look at how they respond to the pandemic. You'll see very quickly who actually cares about humanity, who cares about solving problems, preventing suffering and death, versus those who only care about the stock market and making money and controlling people and suppressing information. And that, sadly, I'm just describing President Trump is what it looks like. I mean, am I wrong? You tell me. I mean, I'm trying to rack my brain on this. Is he playing 4D chess? Is that it? Because people keep telling me, oh, he's playing 4D chess. No, he's not. It sounds like he's just corrupt. Sounds like he just doesn't give a shit about you and I. Doesn't give a shit about freedom of speech. Doesn't give a shit about the American people. As long as he's king and his stock market is higher, doesn't matter what happens to you and me. That's what it looks like to me. That's what it looks like. Now, I'm open to changing my opinion if he changes his behavior and speech on these things. But right now, it's not looking good, folks. Right now, it's looking like we're getting stabbed in the back by the guy that we elected to drain the swamp and arrest the treasonous criminals, none of whom have been arrested, by the way. The swamp hasn't been drained. It's like Trump threw fermentation bacteria into the swamp to make it even swampier. He invited Big Pharma into the swamp. Here, vaccine companies, join the swamp. We'll make a swamp vaccine. Who needs testing when the whole idea is to just kill people anyway? We don't need long-term trials. It's all about euthanasia anyway. Yeah, that's why they don't care if it's safe. It's not designed to be safe. It's designed to kill people, okay? And they'll make billions of dollars while they're murdering you. That's how insane things are. These are truly insane times. And I'm just calling it like it is, folks. Calling it like it is. Maybe something drastic is going to change. Maybe so. I pray to God that it does. But right now, it looks like evil is in charge. And it looks like Trump is being run by the anti-human forces. You know, Dr. Fauci and the others, his vaccine czar, is just a Big Pharma executive. You know, these people are corrupt, they're fraudulent, they're conflicted, they can't be trusted. They ought to be arrested, as far as I'm concerned. But no, they're dictating national policy. Wow, what an effed up situation this has become. And, you know, no thanks to President Trump. Jeez. He could have done the right thing. Instead, he jumped in with Big Pharma. You know, he could have promoted vitamin C or zinc or vitamin D, but no, he's just talking about how the vaccine is going to save America. Really? Okay, well, I wonder how many people the vaccine is going to kill. I wonder how the vaccine is going to spread the infection. I wonder what kind of immunity to lawsuits Congress is going to grant the vaccine makers before the vaccine is released. Since it's fast-tracked and obviously not proven to be safe, they're going to have legal immunity, aren't they? Yep. You can bet it's all a giant cartel of criminality and fraud. That's what's coming. So get ready for it. This is Mike Adams here, pandemic.news, naturalnews.com, trying to bring you the truth every day, trying to fight against evil, trying to fight against the anti-human forces, the Big Pharma, eugenics, kill shot, vaccine zealots. And now, I don't know where this goes. It looks like total collapse is what's coming because the economy is collapsing. The currency is obviously going to collapse. This endless Federal Reserve money printing can't last. It's just going to end up, the dollar is going to go to zero. And what then? Well, Trump's going to go down in history as the president who destroyed America, which is exactly what the Democrats want. And he's fallen right into the trap because all it seems like all he cares about is profits, Wall Street, and himself, not America. And so we're going to lose America because of that. That's very sad. You can hear more of my podcast at Brighteon.com. Look for the channel called Health Ranger Report. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.